TJ here from Anime and Us. Just a quick note here before we get into the episode. We had some audio issues with this episode. Our mic kind of crapped out on us and we didn't realize it. So there's going to be in the first third of the episode, it's not constant, but it's going to be like this crackling sound. I have to actually cut out some of the, I wanted to say dialogue, but it's our conversation. So sometimes some of the sentences might be cut off or seem disjointed in this one. I did the best I could with it, but with the bad microphone, the only other option was to re-record, and we and Sean just didn't have time considering we're recording different episodes in the we're like, I don't know, 2 months into the future as far as when this was recorded. So I just wanted to apologize in advance for this episode. It's not constant, and it's not throughout the entire episode. It's just like the first third, 10 minutes or so. It's sparing throughout. You'll hear it when you see it. But thanks for listening anyway. Talk to you later. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Bye. Episode 95 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show of Fuse Anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, last episode we got Category D, and then I used my pick that I didn't know I had. And we watched Death Note. It wasn't really anything super interesting within D that was jumping at me, and I've seen Death Note before, so it felt like a good transition. I like it. The manga was serialized by Shueisha's manga magazine, Weekly Shonen Jump. I've never pronounced that word before. From December 2003 to May 2006. And then an anime was made in 2000. It aired in 2006-2007. 37 episodes. Madhouse. I don't see the studio. Maybe Madhouse is the studio. Huh.
I don't know.
I guess developed by Madhouse. That makes sense. Usually it says, like, the studio. That's super weird. Eventually came out in Adult Swim. A couple of the live-action movies were in North America in theaters. I don't know if you watched it or not, but there's a live-action American one, which is dog shit.
No,
I haven't seen the Japanese. Probably not great, to be honest, but they're there.
Nope, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, the American one's so bad. Like, if you don't love this, there's not only is there zero reason to see it, but even if you did love it, it would still be a bad thing to watch because it's so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Why don't we get the premise out of the way?
It's a weird premise. So there are Shinigamis, which are essentially Reapers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gods of Death.
Sure.
And Grim Reapers. And they all have a book on them, and they write people's names in the book, and that kills the person. We'll get to the intricacies of the book later. But when the Shinigami kills someone, the human's remaining life that they would have had gets added to their life.
Right.
And if they drop their book for whatever reason, or if they steal someone's book and drop it, to the human world, a human can pick it up and write someone's name in it and use it in the same way, except they won't gain that human's life.
They won't extend their own life,
essentially. There's a whole bunch more rules to that book than that, but that's essentially it. Light Yagami picks up the book that, what's his name? The male?
The male who?
The male Grim Reaper. Remember his name?
That's because it's Japanese, and we only know Light Yagami because it's English.
I know his name, though. I can't believe I can't remember it. Anyway.
You didn't have no trouble with Light.
Well, I also just read it.
That's true, too.
But yeah, I can't believe I know his name. And it doesn't matter. I guess I don't know. Light picks it up, and then, you know, that's the beginning of the show.
Yep.
So the premise essentially is he picks it up, and he, you know, through trial, he figures out exactly what it can do, and he wants to create a utopia of a good planet only filled with good people. So he just starts killing criminals. And his sanity kind of unravels very quickly. But he keeps on to the notion that he's going to create this, you know, unified world of only good people, and he'll be the god.
Yep, pretty much.
So, on rewatch, this is probably my third or fourth time rewatch. Probably third. I don't think I've seen it more than three times. The show's got some issues. It's extremely pretentious. And over-explains things. But for a fan that likes it and rewatched it, although at times it was annoying, it's kind of like its charm.
This is my Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. My favorite part is when they get over serious.
I recognize why people like this, but I knew from the get-go that I wasn't
like first gonna, episode.
I knew it. When I heard the premise for this show, I was like, that sounds... There's no way that this show can hold on its own.
For 37 episodes.
For 37
episodes. It was a tad long.
Not only was it a tad long, they spun their wheels so much throughout this series. There is, not only does it not need to be 37 episodes.
It didn't even need to be 24.
No, you could have got this done in 12 episodes.
I feel like 12 might have been a little short. Maybe somewhere in the middle.
All right, maybe 15 to 18
episodes. Because they did have a couple clear arcs.
But like the whole arc where he loses his memory, and then that corporation gets it. Cut that all out. No need it. That's yeah, not needed. Yeah,
it felt like a fluff arc.
Right. And then after L gets killed, you could have not killed L and finished the story the same way without that whole end part, too. You can cut that whole ending out and have to still have the same ending.
That's true.
So
I think I like L losing and Light winning in that arc because it shows that Light is... very smart, because up until that point, he hasn't really done anything besides sort of throw off suspicion, but also is suspicious of him. So that's a clear win for him. You know, he is in the same realm as L and Nero.
But they have shown that he was in the same realm up to the point with L.
Sort of, because he hadn't really won yet.
But
you know, he hasn't really succeeded in anything other than killing people.
But he didn't need to win. He showed you he was going move for move with him.
Close.
So it's not close, like...
But
it's...
he couldn't have been move for move because he was under suspicion. If he was move for move, he wouldn't have been under suspicion. He wouldn't have been handcuffed to him, you know what I mean? Like... It was a little more than that, I would say. Light was still ahead. Or L was still ahead, I would say.
And L is still ahead, honestly, because if it wasn't for the supernatural elements to the show, the Shimmick...
Oh, L would have destroyed him.
L would have won anyway. Yeah, there is no way around it.
If he was any kind of normal serial killer in any fashion, right. L would have had him.
Light technically only won because of superpowers.
And... not only because of the superpowers, because L didn't know the rules.
Exactly.
If L knew all the rules, there's a solid chance he would have won.
Yeah.
But still, like, got a win.
Right, but I'm just saying, you could even still cut out the supernatural bits of this. You could have just had that Death Note and Light versus L and had a really compelling story, not bogged down by all the crap.
Yeah.
And, like you said, the over-dramatic parts where they... do like
that, like orchestra music,
yeah,
and they're like writing real, real intensely. I love that so much.
It's ridiculous, and I think. But if they would have just condensed it down to 12 episodes, you wouldn't even need that to make your show feel epic.
That's probably true.
Epic. I mean,
I love it.
I know.
I can't describe it.
But I couldn't get past the feeling that they only put those moments in there because they know the show is too long and they didn't have...
They're filling some time.
And
sure.
Not only are they filling time, they don't have any epic moves because there's nothing happens in this show.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
It's like, I'm going to explain this move I'm going to make and then you're going to explain the move you're going to make and half the time the moves don't even happen.
One episode, when the after he kills the cop, in the first arc, after he kills the cop, yeah, and the girlfriend comes to play, the girlfriend of the FBI guy goes to the office where he runs into her. They walk down the street and talk.
Yeah, they talk for like the whole episode.
The half episode. And then they walk back. Yeah. They walk in a giant circle. And it's just a giant circle of them talking.
You know, that's what the show is, though. It's and it's hard for me to defend this because I complain about it so much with other animes.
Right.
But, I don't know. You know, I just like it.
Don't get me wrong, the story is compelling and it holds the episode together and stuff like that. But if you boil it down, nothing fucking happens. And so I'm like, why are
things happen? People die, things get revealed, they learn little bits of information.
But they die because he writes their name in a book. So therefore, there's no epicness to it or anything. They just die in a car accident or they keel over in a heart attack. So there is technically really nothing exciting happening in this show. And that's why they need to put those grand epic writing things on it, because they have nothing. They spin their wheels so much. I'm not going to say it's bad, because it's not bad. On a technical level and an objective level, it's not a bad show. I understand why people like it. It's just... I did not.
The writing and dialogue is done really well, except for the fact that it's far too much, it's pretentious. All it really is dialogue. That's all the show is.
Right.
So, it's done really well, but it's done too much, which brings it down. If it was shorter with the same level of writing, it would have been fantastic.
Right. And another thing that really bogs us down is that we're following Light because he's the bad guy.
I like that. It's so rare that you see a movie or any type of form of media from the bad guy's point of view.
No, I understand. But this show would have been so much better as a mystery.
It could have been.
Yeah, I said they're spinning the wheels with the mystery stuff, with the spinning the wheels with the corporation stuff. But when you didn't know who was doing things, it was a lot more interesting because we didn't know who the bad guy is, what their motivations were, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This show would have been much more interesting for a following L trying to figure out who Light is, because a lot of this show is he's not an action packed villain. You know what I mean? He's a cerebral villain.
Yes.
And cerebral villains are more interesting when you're trying to figure them out. But he's explaining to you as everything.
From the beginning, he explains to you his point of view and what he's doing, and you know exactly what he is. The only surprising part, I think, at all was in the second or third episode that we watched together when he killed the imposter L on TV.
Right.
And up until that point, he's preached about, well, you kill bad people, blah, 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 and then he kills a seemingly innocent person. And it's like, whoa, wait a second.
Well, that's the whole thing with him, though. It's who he thinks he's
this good guy. He really isn't.
He thinks he's a good guy, and he's judging people who he thinks are evil, but yet he's willing to kill cops, because apparently cops are evil because they're going after him.
Yeah. And then he starts
referring to himself as a god, so, you know,
he gets delusional and deranged pretty quickly.
And then going back to the supernatural elements... Death gods, I don't remember what they're called, the Shinigami. Mm. Anyway, those are all pointless, too.
They're just kind of there for the ride.
Yeah, this
talk to,
but like
a couple bits of...
They have a couple of scenes, I think we spent...
I think what the manga writer should have done, because let's say you write in the Death Note car accident, or heart attack, or whatever. It just happens. What I think it should have been was the Shinigami then has to go do it.
Yeah, that would have been more interesting.
I think that would have given him a lot more purpose.
Right. But, like, the scenes that we do get in the Shinigami world, all those points of views in the worlds are pointless. There's no reason... There's, like, it's there for maybe 15 minutes in the whole show, and it's there. And then the Shinigami himself, he disappears for, like, half the series.
Yeah.
So he's not even a point. He's
there in the beginning and a little bit at the end.
The Shinigami is literally there to be a plot device. Mm. There is no substance to it whatsoever, and you could take it out, and the show would be fine as it is.
Ryuk, that's his name.
There you go. There you go. He figured it out. Yeah, this show...
I can understand why someone wouldn't like it. I completely get that.
No, my biggest problem is there's a fantastic show in here trying to get out, and it's just...
We see that so often, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
So often.
But this one's executed on a level that is really, really well done that makes you actually like the show, but it's just... so hurt by its flaws. Hurt by its flaws.
I said this before, and I'll say it again, and I think this holds true for a lot of things, but especially something like this, which is dialogue-driven, especially internal monologue-driven, it doesn't work for a video as well as it would work for a book.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. They needed to show us a lot more than tell.
Yeah.
Because, my God, it's just... every episode, he did this, so I did this, you did this, so
yeah,
I did that.
Yeah.
And it's just
really
like...
it really is what it is.
It's like, okay, we get it. And you knew where it was going. Mm-hmm. Their ending was nowhere near...
I wanted him to win. He died at the end. I really wanted him to win.
I did. I hated him.
I hate him too, but I always root for the bad guy. Especially when you're taking the bad
not
guy.
Him.
I wanted him to win.
Not him. He is just too much of an asshole. Too much of... too arrogant, too egotistical, too full of himself.
I loved it.
He is so bad at everything, and it was a predictable ending.
It was fairly predictable.
So, there wasn't,
The ending was what you've seen up until then. We didn't show you what was going to happen, but you know what's going to happen. This happened, then no, this happened, then no, this really happened. That's what it was with the notebook.
And then the twist that he was always going to write his name in the book was kind of stupid, too, even though they told you in the beginning that he was going to write his name in the book. Mm-hmm. But, it would have been better if... I wanted to see him lose, but I didn't want to see him dead. I wanted to see him caught.
Oh, that would have been pretty cool. Caught and
yeah.
for trial.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, his helper at the end, his hand, the guy that was writing in the book behind the door, in the manga, he gets caught and goes insane in prison.
Oh.
But in the anime, he I think he has a pen or whatever.
Yeah, he kills himself in epic fashion. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't think, like, dying from bullet wounds and then, you know, having his name written in was the way to go. Either let him win or, like you said, let him get caught.
Right. I would have much rather seen... Actually, I would have even withstand a couple more episodes if he really got caught and got put on trial.
That would have been fairly good.
Yeah.
Especially if they made him live the rest of his life. Just the irony of that.
Yeah, exactly. Just in prison, stuck like this, knowing that he lost forever.
Well, in a sense, he could still sort of win. He killed how many hundreds of thousands of people?
That's what I mean.
We don't actually know how many people he killed, but he brought America to its knees. He brought almost all the countries in the world to its knees, probably hundreds of
thousands. And that's why I didn't like the ending, because he kind of did win at the end.
Yeah.
Because he still got away with it.
I mean, even with him dying, I still think we don't know that world post that. He still could have won to a certain extent, at least.
Right. And they try to, at the end, when he's running away from everybody, try to give us a feel bad for him in a sense.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to work in a couple seconds. Maybe if you built him up to be a better character.
Yeah, no.
Truly held to his, I'm only going to kill bad people, which he didn't. That maybe. Maybe right. You could get some sort of emotion.
No, not only did he kill the FBI agent, but he killed the FBI agent's girlfriend, who wasn't even a cop, who was just trying to figure out...
Well, she was. Not anymore.
She was, but she's retired. She was planning on marrying this guy.
She's got information that could bring suspicion to him. Right. Totally get why he did it. But, just doesn't hold true to his values.
But he made her commit suicide instead of having her have a heart attack or something. It was dark.
I think one of his faults is he... To save time, I would assume, he just wrote their names, and if you don't write the cause of death, then they die of a heart attack.
Yeah.
I would assume to save time. I don't think the pages ever run out. They didn't explain that.
No, they didn't.
But I assume they never ran out.
I
think that's easy to assume. Because how is a god of death going to live forever if they have a
exactly.
pages?
Unless they're gluing more pages.
Yeah, or maybe they disappear after a while. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I going to say?
I don't know. I was complaining.
What were you talking about?
The girl on suicide and stuff. And how it was getting dark for no reason.
His one of his biggest downfalls I was talking about. So he was saving time, I would assume, by writing the name. But that made everyone die of heart attacks.
Right.
Which brings severe suspicion down on one person, depending on all the weird situations they were doing and releasing information in certain ways. They wouldn't even been suspicious of a murderer doing this if you had made everything different. X amount of times. Like, I can only do a heart attack every 40 times. I can only do a car crash every 80 times.
Right.
You would have been flying under the radar for a much longer time if you had done that.
Right. And they make him appear to be this perfect strategic thinker, which...
He gets out of a few things.
But...
And he lives for at least 6 years while killing
but
people.
That's not interesting.
It isn't. Especially not the way that they did it.
Right. If they would have made him more flawed and screwed up on his own, instead of having the stupid side characters that he just come in and make make the mistakes for him, maybe if he's making the mistakes and screwing up and trying to figure out how to fix them himself, then it would be more interesting than the stupid airhead girlfriend figure who was practically pointless too.
Yeah, how old do you think she was?
She looks about 18.
She was born, correct me, anyone reading or listening.
Oh, I was going to
get... Born in, like, the 80s.
I was about to say, yeah, she looked about 18, but I think she was at least 30.
Yes.
Maybe.
There you go. I couldn't remember how much they explained in the show.
30 or maybe even 40, because that one Shinigami was watching her for so many years. Not Rem. The
one that died?
The one that died
yes,
was watching
he
her
gave
for
her,
her.
His life to her.
Exactly.
And then Rem did the same, yeah. So that's why she was able to make the ideal twice.
Right.
Make the ideal so you can see anyone's name above their head, but it cuts your life in half.
Right, exactly. Well, we didn't even explain that.
Well, there's so many rules. It's hard.
You want to go into the rules a little bit?
I don't even know where to start with those. There's 12 of them? 11 or 12 of them.
Right.
And that. The writer of the person who writes the name of this death,
yeah.
The person shall die.
There's very specific time frames.
Yeah.
In them, for some reason, which... Okay,
but if you write the cause of death within X amount of time, it'll happen. If not, then it'll be a heart attack. If this or that,
yeah. And if you don't write the specific cause, it's in a specific amount of time, then this happens. Mm-hmm. This happens. They thought out the rules like way too much. Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, they thought out the rules way too much, especially because like I don't even remember like a third of them, a third or a fourth of them.
You don't need them,
and I don't think they use them in the show really.
I mean, they might have. It's
maybe
just,
in the manga they used it more.
I mean, maybe it was in the show, but it was so specific you didn't really need to know.
It wasn't. I think a lot of them weren't pivotal moments.
Right. I mean, it was more of a thing for L to figure out, you know, than anything else. Who is the main protagonist of the show? Because the two kids at the end are forgettable.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I was a fan.
So, I mean, L was the best.
L was way cooler.
It was probably the best character.
A little annoying at times because, again, all the characters over-explain, and he's the super smart one, so he gets a lot of that, just like L does.
Right.
Or Light does, sorry. So it is a bit much.
Well, you're not wrong, because Light becomes L.
Yeah.
So.
So you notice him eating sugars and sweets all the time. Do you know why?
Who?
L.
No.
So, chess players, when they're at a chess tournament, like, we're talking top level guys here, right? How many calories do you think they burn in that day just from playing chess and sitting down?
I don't know.
Like 6,000-7,000 calories. And they're not working out, they're just sitting and thinking. Because their brains are on such high RPMs, they're burning insane amount of calories. So essentially the thought process is the same, that L is thinking at such a high level, he's burning such an insane amount of calories, he needs high calorie, high sugar to keep him pepped up. His sugar, you get a spike in cognitive ability.
So if you're constantly
eating sugar, I mean, in real life, that's really not going to do anything. You're just going to make you fat. But it works in anime world.
Right. Well, everything works in anime world. Oh, man.
My favorite moment in the show is, like, I think we might have watched it together, or it might have been the first episode I watched after he left. It's when he's sitting in his room, there's cameras on him, and he's still killing people with his bag of chips. Crazy orchestra music. He has his pen in the bag of chips with a small TV, and he reaches in and he goes, I'm going to kill someone and eat this chair. And oh my God, every time I watch that scene, I am bawling with laughter. It is so funny.
It is so stupid.
I love it.
Oh man, I just...
I got rose-colored glasses here.
No.
I point out its faults just like you do. It just don't bother me as much.
No, I get it. I mean, like I said, this is my ghost in the show. I really like that show, but you really didn't get into that one. Like,
and I like Cyberpunk Worlds. I can't wait for Cyberpunk 2077 to come out next week.
It was just... There was just too much for me to get past in order for me to like this one. Mm. And I get why people like it. I really do.
If I watched it now, after all the bullshit we've seen, like if I watched it fresh now, after all the bullshit we've seen with the pretentiousness, the over-explanation, the predestination, I would probably not like it too. Well, I've got some nostalgia.
And you know, it's funny. You think we'd go easier on stuff because we're so used to the really bad crap, but it seems like we're getting harder on the good stuff because of it.
This is highly, you know, rated amongst people that watch.
Oh, I know. This is one of the big ones. I know, but like I knew back when it came out in America. I don't know when it actually came out, but in America,
I remember seeing clips of it on Adult Swim.
Yeah. But when I heard the premise and I saw it, I'm like, this is not going to be for me. And I was so right. So right. I just knew it. It's too long. It's got... And I really didn't like Light.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, really didn't like... Especially what really drove it was that last death with the news anchor girl where he makes her kill herself in fire. I was just like, no, I'm done with you. There's no redeeming you at this point. Because that's what they were trying to make you think.
At the very end, they were trying to redeem
it. Not only that, but even throughout, this is justifiable that, you know, all these deaths is justified.
You literally might be able to do that, especially if you're doing it on a much smaller scale, not killing so many people.
Right.
And literally picking out people that are the worst human people. I'm not saying it's a way to do it, but I think it would work better and you would convince more people.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You would be able to get a cult and a following based on that. But he just became so irredeemable. It just didn't make sense that he was the protagonist at all. And I was just like, when you have someone so irrevocably irredeemable, it's just boring to me. It's like,
that's true.
It's, I can't even put it in the words. I'm trying to think of it. Like, think of the best villains when they first appear. Like, just go with the one of the best, like, not the best anime, but, like, our childhood animes, like Dragon Ball Z. You got Piccolo, you got Vegeta. They were evil, they were monsters, but, you know, they were redeemable in some light, and it eventually became good. And because of that, you've seen these other monsters, you know, like Frieza and stuff that you know are irredeemable, but, you know, maybe at some point something could be done, and, you know, then maybe they could. It's fun that they're not, but you need something there to latch onto.
Make him more human.
Yes. Exactly, because if they're not, then why are we following him? What's the point? Why are we just following some murderer?
Kill all those bastards. You shoplifted dead. And at some point, it's going to come to that, right?
Right, exactly. It's like, what, are you going to kill people for jaywalking next? I mean...
He probably should have gone into a little better detail on his criteria for being a bad person.
Yeah, they definitely did not expect that.
Because, like, am I selling weed? Does that make me a... murderable now?
Right. I'm smoking weed. Am I?
Exactly.
Stuff like that?
And like at some point, it has to get to that point because there's not going to be any more people in prison.
Right. Exactly. Then what are you going to do?
All right. So I liked it. What do you want to give it a rating? I'm going to say, with my nostalgia, it's not perfect, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Objectively, I say 7, actually.
I might say objectively, maybe a 6 or 7. But that's probably a bit fair.
Objectively 7, because it's as good as a Wolf's Rain or one of those tiered ones.
Yeah, but then there's just stuff that bolts it down.
Yeah, that's that second tier good anime, you know what I'm saying? But as a biased review, it's a 5 for me. It's an average.
You hated it so much.
I didn't hate it. That's my point. That's why I'm going with 5. It's average. Because if I hated it, I would have bought it down even lower than that. But, like, I didn't hate anything really about it. What made me mad is the potential of it being tracked down by its problems. Because, like I said earlier, there's a fantastic anime waiting to get out here. It's just so bogged down by the turning of their wheels. Ugh.
What else came out in D?
Oh, we had Divergence Eve.
Oh.
Darker Than Black.
That was good.
That one was pretty good.
One other, right?
The 4 anime is just too many to remember, man.
Should we pause?
No. I'll just cut out the silence. It's fine. I can look in my bag, too. My book, I mean, not my bag. What the hell was it?
What?
Yeah, no, we knew that one. Find it in the book. Dragon Half.
Oh, right. That was your pick, wasn't it?
No.
Or did it just come up? Hey, oh, wait. I was thinking of something else. What's Dragon Half?
Dragon Half was that 2-episode fantasy one where there was a tournament and stuff in it.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. That's 2 episodes. Yeah. So I would say Darker Than Black, this, Dragon Half, Divergence Eve.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't even know what I rated Darker Than Black.
Actually surprised you did Darker Than Black over this one.
If I had just watched it, maybe not. But I got good memories of Darker Than Black. I like it a lot.
Yeah,
from what I can remember. You know my memories.
I think we ended up giving it a higher score, but it wasn't... I don't think it was 8. I think it was like 6 or 7. But yeah, I mean, Darker Than Black was a really good anime. And, you know, like I said, I'm not saying this one isn't. It's just not for me.
Yeah, maybe if it was shorter, maybe if it didn't talk so much. Maybe if it showed more than told. Maybe, you know, I get it.
37 episodes is too much. The last time we had a weird number one that was like in the 30s, like that, was that Nadia of the Blue Water, man.
Oh, man.
I don't like the 37 ones.
All right, let's spin for category.
All right.
E is a short list, especially now that we've taken 3 things out.
Yeah, there's a couple good things in there.
Oh, I'm not holding up.
Oh. El Hazard, the Magnificent World.
All right, let's...
Wait, this was the one that had, like, 7 different ones?
Yes, so we don't actually know if this is the first one. We have to find which one's the first.
I assume this was this one, because if you go back, there's an El Hazard 2 Magnificent World.
Yes, there's also Alternative World. That actually makes sense. Magnificent is probably first. But we'll actually look and make sure which one's first.
Right.
And then we'll tell you next episode.
But we go into this one, just not the Wanderers.
Why?
Because the actual... One. I want to read the tags and stuff.
If my internet will work. It's very chuggy. There we go. Adventure, comedy, fantasy, romance. Comedy and a great tag. And the artwork for it is 90s at best.
Yeah, go scroll down a little bit. There's only...
I'm happy. Seven episodes for one season.
Yeah, 7 episodes and then there's a 4... Oh, that's the Magnificent World too. That was in the list too.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's
weird.
Go up.
I guess we'll have to figure out a little...
What?
Oh, right.
We have to read it.
Plot summary. When Mikado Mizurahara discovers an old monument in his school and awakens a beautiful woman, he, his teacher, his worst... Yes, there's that many commas. His worst enemy and one of his female friends is transported to...
What's funny about that is it's a beautiful woman, comma, he, comma, his teacher, his worst, comma, his worst enemy. But there's no comma.
And one of his people. Yeah. If you put and, you don't need a comma. Because that's the last one.
Yeah, but if my point is, if you're going to put five in there already.
You could put another one.
Well, it just, why bother?
That's true.
I'm
transported
sorry.
To a magnificent world of El Hazard. There, they discover that they have received some special powers. Makoto and his teacher, Fujisawa, lands in a jungle and saves a princess from some large bugs. Yeah, we'll leave the rest of it. That's essentially it. It's not going to be great, but short episodes.
You said that the final sentence is Makoto's friend Nayami lands in a desert.
Makoto's rival, Jinai, lands in the middle of the bug kingdoms and becomes their general, plotting to destroy Makoto. All right, I skimmed through it. No more extra people worth
it. It seems like this one's a little disjointed.
I'm gonna go off on a branch here and say a lot's gonna happen.
Yeah, you think? I mean, oh wait, we're not done. So I was doing some editing and I came across, you know, when you edit this from a year from now kind of thing. So
happens a lot.
Yeah.
Every third or fourth episode.
So, remember Variable Geo?
Variable, yeah.
The rest of
it? Yeah, we just watched that one. Variable Geo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just edited that one. And we were talking about, you know, the nudity in that one and if it was in the video games.
Oh, did you look it up?
And you said in that episode, when you edit this from that, you're going to look it up and see. And he said, then I had to do it. So I looked it up and there is no nudity in those games.
So they definitely just put it in the anime to get eyes on it. I mean, and then probably to get people to buy the game.
There's a few games of them. And the Japanese import one that I looked up did seem more, like, risque and stuff like that. But there was no clear-cut drawn nudity like there was in this. So I thought that was interesting, too. And then there was another thing. When we did Ultramarine Magmel, we compared it with the W's.
Oh, did
and
we?
Not the U's. But the next episode, when we, or the, whatever the letter is, I don't know the alphabet apparently, whatever the letter is, we compared it to the wrong letter. And in the next episode, I brought it up to you and said, hey, I don't think we did it. And you said, no, we did it at the end of the episode, when we clearly did not do it at the end of the episode. So we still got it wrong twice in two
episodes. You
want to
do it now?
No, it's fine. But I just wanted to point out that we got it wrong twice in a row because you insisted that we did it right.
We did it right. I disagree.
So,
fans weigh in.
Yeah. So, you were wrong twice. Just wanted you to know that.
All right, guys. Next episode, El Hazard, The Magnificent World.
Yeah, bye.
See you.